Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I've been seeing you more than my wife. She's going to start giving me phone calls here lately.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble. Valentine's Day, how'd that go for you?
It went very well. And you?
Good. Well, my husband and I aren't big buyers.
Yet. All right.
We went together and bought towels at Walmart. That was a gift to both of us.
Oh, you
isn't
know
isn't that romantic?
You know what? Nothing like a nice soft towel.
That's
huh?
right. You can tell we've been married for a while.
Tell me what you do for Trinity Church in Lansing.
At Trinity Church, I'm the Lansing Partnerships Coordinator, so I just do mostly local outreach, anything that has to do with the community, building those relationships, working with leaders, things of that nature.
And folks who don't know, what is the Greater Church of Lansing?
The Church of Greater Lansing is a network of churches, basically, and pastors in the Lansing and Tri-County areas who are partnering to make a difference, a transformative difference in this area.
How many churches are involved?
We have about 120 or so that have participated on and off. There's about 45 that attend our regular summits, so we keep it pretty flexible because pastor schedules are pretty difficult to work around.
How in the world can you get all these different people yeah. from these different faiths to come together for one common goal?
Well, the truth of the matter is we just gather around Jesus Christ right. and around Him alone, and well, that works.
Well, let's talk about the third annual food drop. That is coming up. Give us the details.
The third annual food drop is coming up Saturday, February 26th at 11 a.m. We are going to be meeting at one venue this year. In the past, we've had it at multiple venues, and it's made it a little bit difficult for elderly people and or young children because they've had to walk out in the cold or be out in the cold for some time to participate. But this year, we're excited. It's going to be at Holt High School in Holt, Michigan, and it's going to be a phenomenal event. We're expecting it to go from about 11 to 5.
And what exactly is the goal of the food drop?
The goal of the food drop is to feed anywhere between 10 and 12,000 people. So we'll be delivering 2,700 plus boxes to about 2,700 plus families or individuals.
And the goal is up from last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And the boxes are bigger, too.
They are bigger, so you got to, you know, get your exercise, you know.
But you've increased what's in those boxes from, I don't know, less 18. Than 20 to more than 30 now.
31 pounds. They were 18 the first year, now they're 31 pounds. And the goal with that is the economy has just been very difficult for people, so we're trying to put together a more substantial package that's going to last a little bit longer, especially for those larger families.
Now, in the past, the food drop was pretty cool because the food was actually moved in human chains from big pallets onto big trucks.
Yeah.
That's going to change, right?
It is going to change this year. And part of the reason is because of the weight of the boxes. Obviously, when they're 18 pounds, it's pretty easy to shuffle those from the pallets for the logistics team onto the truck so we can get the distribution going. But when they're 31 pounds, it's a little bit different story.
Now, tell us, people come in and there is a revival, if you will, before you start it. And Holt High School's gym will be great for that because it's like a big pit. It's going to be very loud in there. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen?
Basically, what's going to happen is there'll be like a mini church service. We're going to worship together. We are going to praise together. We are going to talk about how much money God graced us to raise. We are going to thank the pastors that have been involved, and we're just going to celebrate.
And then people are actually going to take these boxes of food as families to people who need them.
That's right. They get to hand deliver them themselves. They'll be dismissed from the rally via the logistical speaker. They'll be able to go out into the cafeteria area, they actually be able to pick the zip code that they want to deliver to. So let's say I'm from Lansing on Lowcroft. I can pick 48910 and say, you know what, I want to deliver to somebody in my own community, and that's exciting.